This week on Windows,
we are counting down the days to the Windows 10 Creators Update with a look at what's coming down the pipe.
We're helping you find your own gaming community with the Xbox app and clubs.
And we've got some hidden figures blasting off in the Windows Store.
You're watching This Week on Windows. Welcome to This Week on Windows, the show all about the wonderful world of Windows 10. So let's jump right into the headlines.
Mark your calendars, because we just got word that the rollout of the Windows 10 Creators Update begins soon. Now, this is a huge update designed to inspire the creator in all of us. For more on the announcement and what we can look forward to with that Windows 10 Creators Update starting to roll out April 11th, we've got Molly Ruiz Hopper here from the Windows blog. And Molly, you got a chance to preview a lot of these features. Tell me what you're most excited about.
Thanks, Kate. Yeah, there are a lot of really exciting features coming in the Windows 10 Creators Update. And one of the new features coming that I'm really excited for people to check out is the new Paint 3D app in Windows 10. With the Paint 3D app, it's super simple to create 3D objects from scratch. And you can even change the colors of those 3D objects, the textures. And you can also take a 2D photo that you've already have and make it into a 3D work of art, which is really cool. I'm also excited for people to check out the Remix3D.com community, and that's a place where you can connect with other creators, share the 3D creations that you've created, and pull from a huge library of 3D content to create new things in 3D, which is really awesome. And a bonus tip on those 3D creations, if you have a 3D printer at home, you can actually print in 3D what you've created with the Paint 3D app.
Fancy!
Pretty neat, right?
Yes!
Now, Kate, there's also some really cool features coming that I think gamers are really gonna love.
Yes!
Things like Beam System Integration, which is going to enable interactive broadcasting and viewing of gameplay so gamers can actually watch their favorite streamer play and interact with them in real time, which is pretty awesome, right?
Incredible.
And none of that requires any extra hardware or software.
Even better.
Gamers are also going to notice a new gaming section in the system settings section of their PC, and you'll be able to recognize it as the Xbox logo.
Cool.
Now, with this, it brings user-level and system-level gaming features together for you in one place on your Windows 10 PC. And in this section, you'll be able to see things like Game DVR, Game Bar, Broadcasting, and Game Mode.
Now, we have heard what you're excited for other people to experience. What are you excited for you to be able to use coming forward?
I'm really excited for the new tab management feature coming to Microsoft Edge. This was a feature that was specifically designed to help you keep your tabs organized. I know when I'm working on blog posts and browsing the web, I have tons of tabs open all at the same time, right?
Yeah.
And it can be tricky to keep all of that organized. So with this new tab management feature, it's gonna help make navigating all your tabs a whole lot easier. With it, you'll be able to preview visual thumbnails of all your open tabs at a glance, and you can even set groups of tabs aside.
Fantastic. Well, Molly, thank you so much for being here. And if you guys want to know more about some of the features we talked about today or what's coming for the Windows 10 Creators Update, hit up blogs.windows.com.
This week also had some out-of-this-world entertainment offerings in the Windows Store, starting with Hidden Figures.
We're putting a human on top of a missile, shooting him into space that's never been done before.
Meet the women you might not know of behind the mission you do in this real-life story brought to the silver screen, available now in the movies and TV section of the Windows Store.
Let me ask you, if you were a white male, would you wish to be an engineer?
I wouldn't have to. I'd already be one.
They say he's got the eyes of a praying mantis and hates getting mail on Wednesdays. All we know is he's called Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, and this week he has taken over our Did You Know. Can he do that?
Yes, I can.
Yes, he can.
Thanks, Kate. So let's talk about how to use the Xbox app to find and play with your fellow gamers. Did you know you can create and join clubs from your console or through the Xbox app on a Windows 10 PC or mobile device? Here are a few tips to help you get started. First, open your Xbox app and click on the clubs icon. From here, you can view and post to the clubs that you already belong to, search for new clubs to join, or create your very own club. Select Create a Club, then choose the type of club you want to create, public, private, or hidden. Name your club. Remember that your public or private club name will be searchable, so make it great! Then you can add a background or choose other customizations. Finally, just press Create Club. You can also choose a group to play with based on the game you like to play. Start at the same Xbox app, select Parties from the menu on the right, then select Looking for Group. From there, you can select a game from the list and then select Create Post.
That's our show for this week. Remember to keep it right here each and every week. I'm Chaitanya.
And I'm Kate, and thanks for watching This Week on Windows.